For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Abigail Beckman. Three West Side neighborhoods in the Pikes Peak region are set to take part in a wildfire evacuation drill tomorrow. 91.5 KRCC's Katie Laurie has more.
Participants include Crystal Park, Upper Skyway, and Crystal Hills neighborhoods and the area's first responders. Sarah Fant helped plan the event and works for the Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management. She says the main goal is to better prepare residents living in high-risk areas for the possibility of a wildfire.
The preparedness and the information portion of this exercise is a huge component just to allow those residents to be more aware of where they're living, some of the risks associated with where they're living, and what it might look like if we have to evacuate those areas in the future.
She says participants will practice sheltering drills and a pet evacuation in cooperation with first responders. All activities, including an information fair and lunch at Holmes Middle School, are expected to run from 9 a.m. to 12:30. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Katie Laurie.
Officials from Fort Carson have vowed to improve on-post housing after a scathing report found decrepit conditions and poor maintenance at installations across the country, prompting an outcry from some congressional leaders. That's according to the Gazette. The promise comes on the heels of a survey released by the nonprofit Military Family Advisory Network that found problems at more than 160 locations across the U.S. The paper says the most complaints came from Fort Carson, where roughly two-thirds of those living on post live in privatized family housing. This is 91.5 KRCC News.